Do I or don't I? It's a good question, isn't it? Do I or don't I? Do I want immersion or do I want to just sort of drag it out? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campbell, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Do I or don't I? Think about it. You say to a little child, practice the piano, practice the piano, and in time, the child gains a certain amount of skill. Now, if the mother could get the kid so excited about playing the piano that they want to practice more and learn more and find out what music is all about and what music does and how it works, there'd be a different learning experience. Now, here at the Absolute Monastery, we teach total immersion. We teach total immersion in the philosophical idea of what we're going to do on our spiritual path. We think that every single person who comes to the monastery to attend a seminar or to be a student or whatever, you know, that they would like to experience the NOW. And that is not true. Most people who come to the monastery, as well as other places, they are looking at the long-term program. Now, how many weeks is this going to take? How many months is this going to take? How many years is this going to take? When can I expect spiritual illumination? When can I expect the healing? Well, you're going to have to work and work and work and work and work on saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, and maybe one day you'll be healed. Well, that's not very positive. You know, it doesn't give you the feeling of something worthwhile. And, of course, it's not something worthwhile. One of the things that another can never do for one is to give them dedication. Now, we've been working with a lot of people on wholeness and on purity and on right action and on living their lives in a very positive and beneficial way. And what do we say to them, Heinz? How many millions of times a day are they supposed to say it?
A billion times.
A billion, zillion, trillion times. Forever and ever and ever. They're not supposed to eat or sleep or drink or walk or go to the toilet or do anything unless they have the affirmation on their tongue, on the tip of their tongue. Now, what is the affirmation? It could be, I'm whole and perfect. That's a nice affirmation. Wouldn't you say that's a good affirmation? Mm-hmm. Sound good? Mm-hmm. I'm whole and perfect. Now, why is it that you are not whole and perfect, if that is the case? Down. If you are not whole and perfect, it's because you have been telling yourself that I'm not whole and perfect. Now, you slipped into that real easy, didn't you? It was real easy to say you're not whole and perfect because the illusion was there. And the illusion of the broken leg was there. And so it was really easy to say, I have a broken leg and I'm not whole and perfect. But what's going to happen to you? You're going to stay at home for 6 weeks or something like that, you know, and the healing takes place inside the cast. And then when they take the cast off, the doctor says, sound as a dollar. Your leg is whole and perfect. You're fantastic. Go and play football, you know. And break it again, and then I got another chance to mend it. But that you think that's a joke, and that's not a joke. People are unable to say they're whole and perfect when they have a problem. People are unable to say, I'm rich, when they have no money. People are unable to say, I've got lots of friends, when everybody wants to say goodbye, you know. I don't want to see you around my house. You see, it's so easy for us to say yes about something we have in the appearance, but something we don't have is very difficult. Now, if we can really choose to do anything. Now, say for instance, you didn't finish high school and you wanted to get your high school diploma. And they offer night school at the high school for evening work so you can finish your diploma. And you should be able to finish it in a certain length of time. So every night you go to school and your kids say, ha ha, daddy's got to go to school. No, they don't say that. But you go to school and your teacher works with you and works with you. And you come home with your homework and you do your homework. You're very good about it because you do want to get your high school diploma. Because if you have your high school diploma, then you get a raise on your job. Because everyone who has a high school diploma is paid a certain salary range. And if you got a bachelor's degree from college, it's more. If you got a master's, it's more. If you got a doctor's, it's more, you know. You put a lot of time in training yourself for these positions. Well, daddy wants to get that high school diploma. He thinks that's the height that he can go in educational work. So, and the kids say, come on, daddy, let's go play. I do my homework. And daddy say, he's got to do his homework. And the wife says, let's go out to the party tonight. No, I got to do my homework. What is the matter with you? Is that school your whole life? Is that everything to you? He says, I am going to graduate at the end of this year with my high school diploma. And I never had it in all of my life. I wanted it. It was the most precious thing that I could ever have missed out on. I'm so sorry I didn't pay attention when I was in school. And now he's paying attention. He's immersing himself almost totally in getting his high school diploma. Now, do you think he's going to get it? You betcha. You bet he's made up his mind. And he's following the path that is going to lead to it. But he's immersing himself totally in it. He doesn't have to be pushed by his wife to do his lessons, pushed by his children to do his lessons. They would like to discourage him like they'd like to be discouraged themselves to go and play. And he chooses not to go and play, but rather to accomplish the goal. Now, some people have been saying to me they'd like to be independently wealthy. Seems like everybody's saying that. Everybody wants to be independently wealthy. Are you willing to totally immerse yourself in the concept of independent wealth? Do you know what independent wealth means? Do you know what independent wealth means to you? Does it mean that you can pay your bills? Does it mean that you can raise your family? Does it mean you can do all the things you want to do? What does independent wealth mean? And you know, this is the answer I get from too many people. Just enough to get by. Just enough so I can do the things that I want to do. But just enough. Well, is that independent wealth? Not at all. You see, we have such a technique of belittling ourselves, of putting ourselves down, of not being out for the whole show. And when we're not out for the whole show, then that's what we don't get. That's what we don't get. Now, are you ready to go out for the whole show? Are you ready to go out for the whole show on whatever it is you're working on in your life? Now, what are you working on in your life? Are you working on independent wealth? That's a nice thing. And if I say to you, okay, come on, attend the seminar here on campus. Oh, I haven't got any money. Forget it. Well, aren't you going to give me a scholarship? Aren't you going to pay my way so I can come to the center? Why? Why should we pay you to accomplish what you want to accomplish when you don't even want to accomplish what you want to accomplish? You know? I'm telling Ellen more and more to cut out scholarships. Scholarships are only for really dedicated people who are really wanting to change their direction. Now, how do you know if a person is dedicated and wants to change their direction? You have an idea what you know? How do you know? How do you know? What would you think, Ellen, if a person was really dedicated, how would that show in their way?
Well, first of all, when they felt in the interest in getting the information, number one, about the uni for the courses. And then once they have received the syllabus and have read it and proven that they have read it, because you can see that in the application for student and the vow of self-dedication that they sign it, proper, and then they mention something from the syllabus, you see already the dedication. And then some might even say, or somebody might even say, is it okay if I give from time to time a dollar, that's all what I can afford? I would say, hey, this is great. Give whatever you want to give, but it is the principle to share. And I think that is already a good start.
You see, there are ways that you can tell if a person's really sincere. And it's great. We have a lot of people, that's a lot of them, maybe about 10 people who paid for the entire course and then did nothing with it. They paid for it, never asked for their money back or anything. And then sometimes, 2 or 3 years later, they start.
Yeah.
And they begin to take it because they're ready at that time. So who knows? But unless they pay, we don't send these things out to them because we don't benefit them. We don't benefit them. Now, how do you really show that you are want to immerse yourself in whatever you want to immerse yourself with? Say, for instance, you'd like to be independently wealthy, Sylvia. What would you say about your wealth?
I would say that I'm independently wealthy. I would dream I'm independently wealthy. I would read about independent wealth. I would talk about independent wealth. I would listen about independent wealth. I would live in independent wealth as a concept, as an idea.
That's why you are independently wealthy.
That's exactly right.
Smart girl, wouldn't you say, Hans? Very smart girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how about you, Miss Ingeborg? As a monk, I'm going to ask you the question. You don't know what the question is yet. Thank you for being presumptuous to think that you know what the question is, but maybe you do. I'm going to ask the question. You can say, that's just what I was going to answer. Now, how do you, as an immersed spiritual sojourner, create in your world beautiful beings that you want to have fun with and share with? How do you create harmonious relationships in your world?
First, I am in harmony with myself.
You what?
I am in harmony with myself.
In harmony with yourself. Good.
And everybody around me is my creation.
Great.
And it's a reflection of what I think and do.
Right. That's very good. Now, do you think that that's going to bring you happy relationships?
Yes. All what I seminate, I harvest the result.
And that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, Heinz, we're going to ask you the hard one. What would you do if you wanted to, for whatever reason, experience perfect health in your body? Say you have a problem and you want to experience perfect health in your body. How would you get rid of that problem?
I always have perfect health in my mind. I speak perfect health and I express perfect health because that's what is my consciousness.
How do you get rid of the imperfect health?
I always have perfect health.
But how do you get rid of the imperfect health?
What is imperfect health?
You were on a roll there with, I always have perfect health. Yeah. You were correct on that. When I challenge you and push your buttons, don't let me. You can't stop me, but you don't have to respond to it. If I say, how come you're not perfect? You say, it's so wonderful, Herb, to see how pure your eyes are that you see everyone perfect just like I do. It's such a wonderful thing to do. You know what I mean? And now, how come Sylvia isn't just dripping in dollars, you know? Well, she put that dress away in the closet. Did that fall flat? Sylvia has a dress that's dripping in dollars, that she has all of her, like the money tree. You've heard of the money tree, people put money in the money tree. Well, she has a dress that lets her be dripping in dollars. And she wears that when she goes to a party for dripping in dollars. Okay, We want to immerse ourselves in the consciousness of whatever it is that we would enjoy experiencing most completely. And the way that we immerse ourselves is that every single thought we have is of our perfection, is of our reality. Now, Heinz, what does a master see?
A master.
And does a master ever see a problem anywhere in anybody or himself?
A master sees always perfection.
A master sees always perfection. It seems that I'm doing all the negative talking here. But that's good. That's good. See, this is what we want to do. If we are going to really seek out healing, abundance, right relationships, and so forth. Heinz, I'm going to give you this real tough one. When are we supposed to have our healing?
We are always perfect.
That's good. We're always perfect, and that's true. But now, and Heinz, when is now?
Now.
Always. Now is the always perfect. Now is the only time there is. And now is now.
Yeah.
And when do you have your perfect healing?
Always now.
No.
No healing. You,
Ellen, just a minute. He was supposed to stay on guard, but he, for the moment, fell off there. When do you have your perfect healing?
I'm always perfect.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that's all I know. Now, what's your problem, Herb?
You know, the beautiful reflection of my perfect self, always everything in divine order.
Did you get the message?
Yes.
Now, you see, people come here and they say, how long do I have to stay before I can experience a healing? And I say, well, that's up to you. If you immerse yourself in it 100% so that nobody can push your button and knock you off course, you know, mm-hmm. Nobody can shake your boat in any way, then now.
Not even
now. And if your boat or buttons need to be stabilized, then that's what you're going to work on. How long is it going to take you to stabilize your buttons, to stabilize your boat so you accomplish what you want to accomplish? And that's the question. So, yes, now is the time. Yes, you are the creators of your world. Yes, you are all very wonderful. Yes, we're going to start having monk talks, and I will not let you have time to prepare them. You will spontaneously speak for 5 minutes on any subject you like whenever I ask you to give a monk talk. Good idea?
Very good.
Okay. Now, I think that we have one of the most wonderful monasteries in the world. It is filled with absolutely perfect masters who are sharing their mastership by living it in every point of their life. No matter who writes us a letter or calls the Absolute Monastery, the Worldwide Healing Ministry, the answer is always, you're whole and perfect. You now experience every desire of your heart, and it's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Done.
She likes that. Okay. So, this is where we start, this is where we finish, and this is what it's all about. So, have a lovely evening, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.